So I want to talk about Nelly and Ashanti. First, I want to congratulate them on the new baby to be. And I know that they have a history together. They separated and then they got back together again. They're back. And now they are welcoming a new child. Nelly's in his late 40s. I think Ashanti's in her early 40s. So I'm wishing them the best as they start this new journey together as parents and starting a new family. But I have my thoughts on their relationship. I have my thoughts on this type of scenario. So I'm definitely going to share my thoughts. And hey, if you have any thoughts, you can always let me know. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Let's get into it. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. So again, congratulations to the happy couple, but I have my thoughts on this. Coming from a faith-based and Christian perspective, and just coming from a normal everyday person, just a caring person's perspective, again, I do congratulate them. But coming from a Christian perspective and a woman that is older and has not had kids and not been married, it's just kind of tiring to see, you know, this is the new normal for everyone, is instead of the wedding ring, instead of that type of commitment, the commitment is, you know, the child, the man seed, the baby in the womb. And that seems like that's the new commitment. We look at Rihanna, we look at Keke Palmer and others. I mean, the list is very long. And we're looking at people, of course, that are younger age groups. We're also looking at some that are in their 40s, still young enough to kind of make decisions that I feel that to me are more of today's age. You know, Nelly's in his late 40s. He has two kids and two different baby mothers. And for a rapper, to be honest with you, that's pretty modest. Like, he's kind of conservative when it comes to the entertainment lifestyle, because look at Nick Cannon, he's younger than Nelly, and he has, you know how many kids he has. Look at Future, I mean, there's others. But to me, he's semi-conservative. It's weird to say, okay, this guy only has two babies mamas, I guess that's not so bad. And to for us to be in that climate and environment and that's okay, and to say that, it's kind of sad that's the day and age that we live in. Because I do want to bring marriage back. I do want to bring love back the way it should be. I do want to bring commitment back. There's so many people that have been in toxic relationships. They've been jaded by love and marriage. And people, especially in the entertainment world, there's a lot to lose when you get married if you have a lot of money and success. But if you have two people with a lot of money and success, I think you have better chances because you guys are a little bit more balanced financially. But somebody, if it doesn't work, somebody may be walking away with a little more than the other. But if you're kind of on an even playing field, it's a little bit different. So I like Ashanti. This is her first child. She's in her early 40s. And a lot of us women, especially if you're more of a conservative woman and you said, okay, as a younger girl, young woman, you're like, you know, I want to be married before I have kids. You may have been involved in sexual relationships, but you said, you know, when it comes to kids and starting a family, I do want a certain lifestyle. I would like to be married to my partner and this and that. And that's the difference between women, because women and men, it's that double standard where you see Nelly has a couple of kids, different couple babies, mamas as well. But Ashanti, she, you know, decided to be more conservative and said, you know, I'm gonna wait. And there's a double standard on us. There's definitely lots of women with multiple baby daddies. That's the thing right now, too. So a lot of times our society has broken that double standard and say, hey, we're gonna do what we wanna do as women. So there's a lot of women that have participated in that type of lifestyle. And then There's some that want to be more conservative. And then there's some of, like myself, that are people of faith and just want to wait for it all. But how long will I be waiting is the question. And that's kind of, even though Ashanti, kind of, how long will she be waiting for her husband, you know? And will Nelly ever be that husband? Will he ever put a ring on it? They've made a huge commitment by having this child together. They're forever connected. They are a family now because both of their, the seed and the egg and their bloodline is now combined forever. And I wish the best for this child, the best childbirth and the best upbringing for this child. But now they are technically a family. And this is the thing that people are doing now. They skip the step of the marriage and commitment part and just go straight to childbirth. And you would think that childbirth is a huge commitment, and it is, but you see that Nelly has two baby mamas, so it's not forever. So I just look at women in the predicament that she's in, a certain age, and just possibly living a more conservative lifestyle, and finally this their time to have their first child. And I think it's a good thing and a beautiful thing that she has found her person and she has her time, but I would like to have a bow wrapped around it with a ring on the finger, something. Even though she is at this time pregnant, it's still not too late to put a ring on it. It's still not too late to technically make her an honest woman. And that's not a disparaging remark, but I think it's a beautiful thing to make somebody an honest woman, make somebody an honest man. Why not? I feel that marriage is still a thing that's beautiful, still a thing that should be celebrated, and I celebrate it here on our podcast. No hate to people that are doing other things and doing their thing, but I celebrate marriage, I celebrate commitment, I celebrate family, because I think that's a more stable lifestyle. It's more emotionally and spiritually stable. People that have multiple families, it can be a lot. And I recently read something about Nick Cannon's dating this new young lady now that reminds me of a little young, small, thinner Kim Kardashian. I see he kind of has a type at times, but you know, he's all over the gamut when it comes to types. But she was saying that basically with all the kids, it's difficult for him to figure out his holiday plans, not just all these kids, but all these families and all these different homes he has to go to. All of that type of confusion, I really would like it to be old school, back the way God intended. One family, you come home to one person, you have one household to take care of, one household to look out for. Just simplify it. I mean, we jump from person to person, and when we finally find our person, it's kind of like, I'm in my 40s and I'm kind of tired at this point because I've been waiting for this person and they're finally here, but I've already done X, Y, and Z. I'm established. Where's the excitement? You know, it's still excitement, but it's just like, yeah, you have to get to this certain point for this to happen. And especially for a woman. And for me, I would prefer the ring first over the baby and the kid. And I did an episode about this a little while back. And, you know, that's just me, my thought, my mindset. I think there's other ladies out there with the same mindset that, hey, can you put a ring on it first and then we can get to the baby? But all the best. Love to Ashanti. She deserves it. And all my ladies, 40 plus, starting a new life, having their first kid, starting a new family, getting married, whatever you're doing, God bless you as you go forward. Wish you all the best when it comes to love. This is Faith, Love, and Trends. We got to talk about it. We talk about it all right here on CBiz Media. This is Irene. Thanks for listening, and God bless. Quick take.